Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a young girl who lived with her father, stepmother, and two stepsisters. The stepmother was unkind, and the stepsisters were mean. They made the girl do all the housework, eat scraps, and sleep by the fireplace among the cinders and ashes. Because she was always covered with cinders, they called her Cinderella. One morning, a special invitation arrived. All the young women in the kingdom were invited to a royal ball, a ball for the prince to choose a bride. Cinderella longed to go, but her stepsisters just laughed. "You go to a ball in those rags? How ridiculous," they cackled. Instead, Cinderella had to rush around, helping her stepsisters get ready for the ball. As they left for the palace, Cinderella sat beside the fireplace and wept. "I wish I could go to the ball," she cried. Suddenly, a sparkle of light filled the dull kitchen, and a fairy appeared. "Don't be afraid, my dear," she said. "I'm your fairy godmother, and you shall go to the ball." "But how?" said Cinderella. "Find me a big pumpkin, four white mice, and a rat," replied the fairy godmother. Cinderella found everything as quickly as she could. The fairy godmother waved her wand, and the pumpkin changed into a magnificent golden coach. The white mice became white horses, and the rat became a coachman. With one last gentle tap of her wand, the fairy godmother changed Cinderella's dusty dress into a shimmering ball gown. On her feet were two sparkling glass slippers. "Now off you go," said the fairy godmother. "But remember, all this will vanish at midnight, so make sure you're home by then." Cinderella climbed into the coach, and it whisked her away to the palace. Everyone was enchanted by the lovely stranger, especially the prince, who danced with her all evening. As Cinderella whirled around the room in his arms, she felt so happy that she completely forgot her fairy godmother's warning, and suddenly she heard the clock strike midnight. Bong, bong, bong. Cinderella picked up her skirt and fled from the ballroom. The worried prince ran after her. Bong, bong, bong. She ran down the palace steps, losing a glass slipper on the way, but she didn't dare stop. Bong, bong, bong. Cinderella jumped into the coach and drove off before he could stop her. Bong, bong, bong. On the final stroke of midnight, Cinderella found herself sitting on the road beside a pumpkin, four white mice, and a black rat. She was dressed in rags and had only a single glass slipper left from her magical evening. At the palace, the prince saw something twinkling on the steps. A single glass slipper. "I will marry the woman whose foot fits in this glass slipper," he declared. The next day, the prince took the glass slipper and visited every house in the kingdom. At last, the prince came to Cinderella's house. Her stepsisters tried and tried to squeeze their fat feet into the delicate slipper, but no matter what they did, they couldn't get the slipper to fit. Cinderella watched as she scrubbed the floor. "May I try, please?" she asked. "You didn't even go to the ball," laughed the elder stepsister. "Everyone may try," said the prince, as he held out the sparkling slipper, and suddenly gasped the stepsisters as Cinderella's dainty foot slipped easily into it. The prince joyfully took Cinderella into his arms. "Will you marry me?" "I will," Cinderella said. Much to the disgust of her stepmother and stepsisters, soon Cinderella and the prince were married. They lived long, happy lives together, and Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters had to do their own cleaning and never went to a royal ball again.